The sounds of the following spelling alphabet words transmit well, even in poor communication conditions. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie.
Welcome to Alpha Bravo Charlie, the only podcast that's going to start off by talking about Jim Carrey's masterpiece, The Mask. You're probably here this week. My name is Jason, that's Kevin. And Kevin, I'm not even joking, I'm going to talk about that because before we started recording tonight. So what I like to do before we record is I like to sit down, you know, the baby just went to bed. I have about an hour and a half between when we start recording and that. So I have that time to myself. So I like to sit down, turn a movie on, and do some drawing, you know. And I was sitting there doing some drawing tonight, and the movie I chose, because it just was the first one that was suggested on Apple TV, was The Mask. And I probably haven't seen that since it came out. Oh, my God. Why? What was it about the 90s to where a comedian or an actor would have a hit, and all of a sudden he's just in every goofy thing that anybody can think to put him in to, like, bleed him dry? And it's just – that movie was so bad, and I remember it being such a big deal back when I was a kid. Was it a big deal up in Canada, or did you guys even have that up in Canada?
No, we had it because I don't know if I've ever told you this, Jason. Jim Carrey, Canadian. So it was probably an even bigger deal up here. And I remember I was pretty young. So I was in the target demographic for, like, hey, kid, buy this VHS and watch it every day. That and, like, Ace Ventura, that was my jam when I was a kid. And I think kind of shaped a little bit of my humor and made me a little obnoxious probably when I was that age. I have not seen it as an adult. I don't know if it holds up. I'm willing to suspect that it does not.
Ace Ventura does hold up. I watched that maybe 3 years ago, and I remember still.
It gets kind of transphobic at the end, though. I also watched this at one point. I was like, oh, this is a bad look for a movie. But it was
the mask
the 90s.
Is just bad. As an adult, The Mask is just bad. Like, yeah. I don't know why they – and, you know, there are two more Mask movies – that came out. I think they were just like straight to DVD or something like that. But
I remember The Mask cartoon.
Oh, yeah. I remember that too. Wow, they made cartoons of everything. You know why they don't make cartoons out of everything today? And they did when we were kids? Because there are laws now to where you can't promote toys so much to kids. So the advertising wasn't as profitable for cartoons on, like, Saturday mornings, so that's why you don't have that anymore. But I remember back in the day, every single, like, movie that came out, it seems like there was a cartoon made for it. You know, do you remember there was one with Bo Jackson, Wayne Gretzky, and Michael Jordan? They had their own cartoon for a while.
I think that was before my time, but I've heard about it. Because they're all like the
crime fighters.
Yeah, but they're all like the so I guess Michael Jordan would be basketball and baseball. Wayne Gretzky's hockey, and then whoever the other guy is.
Football, baseball.
Football,
Bo Jackson.
Yeah. Okay. But anyways, they covers all, like, the four American sports, and then they go and, yeah, like, remember when they made the Mighty Ducks TV cartoon, but they were, like, they were actual ducks?
Space ducks, weren't they? Or
yeah.
That happened to play hockey?
Something like that.
Yeah.
They
make
cartoons. I think that's right.
Everything back when
I think a lot about I don't think a lot, but I occasionally will remember, like, Transformers and stuff like that, which are basic toy commercials, which were very much like, hey kids, G.I. Joe was the same thing, go buy these toys,
totally.
It was, and now it's I guess I never heard about the law thing, the rules of that now, but that makes a lot of sense, because when I have been around, like, I was visiting my brother a few weeks ago and was forced to watch what the kids were watching as I spent time with them. And it's very much not as aggressive toy peddling as it was in our day.
Yeah.
Modern cartoons? I guess your daughter's probably not there quite yet.
No, we don't really let her watch TV. No. You're not supposed
Smart.
To until they're like two or three, because it turns their brain to mush or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, because modern cartoons, man, the animation is so cheap. It's just, I don't know, maybe cartoons
it's
were cheap when
CG.
We were kids.
Oh, no, I've seen it before. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm realized I'm turning into the old man. Like back in my day, cartoons were way better, but they were. The animation was better, at least.
Absolutely. The style was, at least of the animation, was better. Yeah. You know, the stuff like this you talk about when you wake up feeling old. And that's the song we're talking about tonight, Kev.
Unintentional, but fantastic segue. So, Jason.
Segue is always best when you point them out.
Well, I'm just so impressed by you sometimes. I got to point them out. We only got so many more episodes to point out when you do something good. So, when you wake up feeling old, to me, well, let me look at the track list right again really quick before I make any crazy declarations. And I'm before anyone sends me some hate mail, because I was a little bit harsh on We're Just Friends, I love Summer Teeth. This is a masterpiece record besides that one song. And this might be my favorite song on the album. It's either this or Pie Holdin' Sweet, but I think it might be this. Summer Teeth, the song, too, is also really good. But this song is a masterpiece. It's perfect. It is a testament to Jay Bennett as a, you know, the arranger, with his keyboards on the song. The harmony vocals from John and Jay singing together. Leroy Bach, who doesn't play on every song on Summer Teeth, but has some great piano parts on the song. And it's just, yeah, it's just an exceptional song. I think it's one of Jeff's best melodies. And it's a song that, now that I'm old, I do wake up feeling old most days. And it's a song that I relate to much more than when I first heard the song when I was 16 or 17. And, you know, the world hadn't knocked me down so many times at that point. Now, Jason.
Well, if you ever wake up feeling old and you want to do something that makes you feel young, it's going to abcwilco.com, finding all the ways to support the show, the most important of which being leaving a rating review on Apple Podcasts, giving us a follow on Spotify. Helps the show grow. Also, tell a friend about the show. It's not going to hurt you to tell a friend. Just tell a friend about the show. All right, here we go. Yeah, that right there.
Yeah.
What do you call that when you do that on an organ or piano, any kind of key?
And you just slide down the yeah, I don't know. The vocal harmonies here, though, to die for. This is really Wilco flexing their Beach Boys muscles.
And I love that organ. It's so beautiful.
The organ's wonderful, and I love the at this piano filled with souls. Like, I just love the image that conjures in your head. And then the song changes here. Like, this verse is different, right? At least rhythmically.
Yeah, rhythmically, yeah.
Yeah. Look at any
clock. So, in the mix right now, right here we have the organ going on, but then there's a light piano in the left here.
Yeah, the spatial mixing in the song is fantastic. You know, modern music mixing doesn't put a lot of hard pans in. Like, that's very much like a novelty from when stereo was new. But when it works in this song, because the song's kind of got like a 60s vibe to it too, right?
Yeah.
But I love this part too. And right into this.
Yeah.
I'd love to know what kind of keyboards Jay's using in the song.
There has to be a way to find stuff like that out. Like, there has to be some kind of archive of what they used.
I think it's up to the band to sort of explain that. I bet you there's some keyboard experts out there who could be like, yes, that's a Roland Juno, whatever, that reset or something. But there's so many. Every time I listen to the song, I notice some little piano line or something that I've, you know, didn't pay attention to the previous time I listened to it. This might have some of the best keyboards in a Wilco song. Like, I don't know. There's some great keyboards in a lot of Wilco songs. But this song, like, it's really, you know, there is some guitar in it, but it's, Jay's keyboards really make this, huh?
Well, I'm going to say...
What's that?
I'm going to say that I don't agree with the your assessment that this is one of the best songs on Summer Teeth.
Well, we're going to have to fight about this, Jason. So, let's drive all night. I love the fake ending, Jason. How can you hate that fake ending?
You know what? It's such a fake ending that I actually thought it was real. Like, I forgot about this, yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit more. A little bit extra. A bonus bit to the song. A little less structured, this part, too. Like, you could tell the keyboard feels like it's just jamming a little bit more. The drums are getting a little jazzy. Jeff's doing some acoustic guitar hammer-ons.
No, that's plucked for sure.
No, but the plucking the strings, but he's hammering on the frets, okay. Right?
Sorry, I thought you meant, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's When You Wake Up Feeling Old. Kev is a big fan.
I don't know if that's going to be on my top 10, but it would definitely be on my top 20.
Yeah, so here's what I'm we're getting pretty close. So I gotta start getting to work on this. I've gotta pick 10 out of 200 songs to decide what are my favorite. I'm considering making brackets. How are you breaking it down?
Well, here's the thing, Jason, is I feel like depending on my mood, those 10 songs could be wildly different, right? So maybe what I do for a week or a month or something, I chart out what my 10 favorite Wilco songs are and then average them. And then, or at least take myself in four wildly different moods. So I'm in a good mood, which is rare, when I'm sleepy, which is pretty common, and when I'm hungry, because that's when I'm hungry, I'm always in a bad mood. And then rank and then average it out and see what my top 10 favorite Wilco songs are.
Huh.
Use math.
So what I was going to do is I was going to limit myself to I can't have so many off of a specific album because then it's going to be like all Yankee Hotel Foxtrot songs, you know? So that's not fair at all. You know, that's not a wide sample of me, what I'm suggesting to new beginners with the Wilco catalog. So that's how I'm going to do mine, right there. Do you have anything else you want to add to this song, Kev?
No. I think it's, what did I write? I wrote the harmony vocals are out of control. I stand by that. I know I've pointed this out before, but I'm going to point out the same thing a few times when we're doing 200 of these episodes. But when you listen to the song, Jason and listeners, listen to the song and think about that this is the band that the album before last was AM, and no disrespect to AM, I love AM, but that album to this song might as well be two entirely different bands. That's such a progression in such a relative short time. Being there was the step in between, but when, you know, that's not that far between albums, it's just 4 years, right? And I really, yeah, I think this is the sound of a band who've mastered arranging songs and changing styles, and they're clearly confident. And that's what I really like about listening to Summer Teeth and some of the more poppy songs on Summer Teeth that are far removed from the Americana, like this song, like Pahold and Sweet, like Summer Teeth, because it's just a really cool transformation.
All right, everybody, if you're new to abcwilco.com, find all the ways to support the show, most important of which leaving a rating review on Apple Podcasts or giving us a follow on Spotify. You can find Kevin on Instagram at Kevin Vinyl. You can find me on Insta. Wait, Kevin, is your Instagram at Kevin Vinyl or is it Kevin? Oh, like Vinyl and Kevin.
I same. Wanted it to be Kevinol. Combining the K-E of Kevin.
Yeah.
And then the word vinyl. Somebody who I don't think used the account had it. So, and now you've mentioned my username for 190 episodes or so. So I can never change it.
I know. On the next episode, we'll be covering Where Do I Begin? And we're close to the end, kind of an ironic title there. Until then, every little thing is going to tear you apart.